Chapter 42. Again, how can you think of such a thing? Go and speak to Flopson, or speak to me at some other time. Begging your pardon, ma'am, returned the housemaid, I should wish to speak at once, and to speak to master. Hereupon, Mr. Pocket went out of the room, and we made the best of ourselves until he came back. This is a pretty thing, Belinda, said Mr. Pocket, returning with a countenance expressive of grief and despair. Here's the cook lying insensibly drunk on the kitchen floor, with a large bundle of fresh butter made up in the cupboard ready to sell for grease. Mrs. Pocket instantly showed much amiable emotion, and said, This is that odious Sophia's doing. What do you mean, Belinda? Demanded Mr. Pocket. Sophia has told you, said Mrs. Pocket. Did I not see her with my own eyes, and hear her with my own ears, come into the room just now, and ask to speak to you? But has she not taken me downstairs, Belinda, returned Mr. Pocket, and shown me the woman, and the bundle too? And do you defend her, Matthew, said Mrs. Pocket, for making mischief? Mr. Pocket uttered a dismal groan. Am I, Grandpapa's granddaughter, to be nothing in the house? Said Mrs. Pocket. Besides, the cook has always been a very nice, respectful woman, and said in the most natural manner, when she came to look after the situation, that she felt I was born to be a duchess. There was a sofa where Mr. Pocket stood, and he dropped upon it in the attitude of the dying gladiator. Still in that attitude he said, with a hollow voice, Good night, Mr. Pip, when I deemed it advisable to go to bed and leave him. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.